Hello, welcome back to another episode. My name is Jessie Lee. I'm a mindset and manifestation coach. I don't know why I can't talk today. And today I'm interested to talk about this topic because it's kind of trending on TikTok and it's been trending for a while. And I thought I would have my two says on it and give you my opinion. So take it or leave it however you like. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's totally fine. Quick update with my social media and what I have to offer and stuff like that. I think most of you guys come from TikTok. If you do, hi, and thank you for the support. I love you guys. But I wanted to share with you that I am taking on three people that are ready to completely transform their mindset. It is a 6-week transformation. And it's pretty much to set you up for the rest of this year, 2023. So if you're like in a rut, right? And you're just like over life, but you're ready to do the work and you have like, maybe you have goals or maybe you're just like, I want my life to change. I want to look back at the end of 2023 and like it be completely different, completely changed. Then the coaching is set for you guys. Like, what I have in my mind, in my little noggin, ADHD noggin, is that by the end of 2023, like this coaching is to set you up for 6 weeks, right? You get full support. It's like in-depth, all of that stuff. And it's really to give you the knowledge and the application process. So then you apply it. And then what you do is like within or by the end of 2023, you'll have guaranteed complete change. So what I've been implementing the last month, only just 1 month, I've already seen dramatic changes. So this, everything that I teach, I just want to let you know, it is from my own experience. What I teach is I apply it first in my life to see if it works, you know, and I've been teaching and going through my own journey for like 3-4 years now. So like I said, it's not just shit that I make up. But yes, so the stuff that I'm implementing in this coaching, 6-week coaching one-on-one intensive program, it is everything that I've implemented in the last month or month and a half alone, which has increased my finances. It has increased my self-worth, my confidence, and I'm already seeing complete big changes in my business, which is a huge success for me because that's something that I've been really working on for the last month. Anyway, I'm going to shut up and talk about being delusional, okay? Oh yeah, sorry. If you're interested in that, then DM me. But anyway, so being delusional is a thing on TikTok and it's trending and saying all this and that. And so this is my opinion. Being delusional is literally just like another manifestation technique, if you will. It works. It absolutely works. And I'm going to explain why and all of that. But firstly, I need you to understand, and I hope you get this through your noggin one way or another, even if it's not from my teachings or from me saying it, but you're manifesting 24/7. It's not a thing where it's like, I'm just going to manifest when I feel like it. No, you're manifesting 24/7. Your life is a byproduct. It is a literal like projection of you. It is a byproduct of who you are being. So manifestation cannot be turned off. It is never ending. It is all the time, 24/7. So when I coach manifestation and how to consciously manifest, it is for you to start deliberately manifest the life that you want, because you either do it unconsciously, and the unconscious way of manifesting is through your subconscious programming. It is your limiting beliefs. It is all the stories that you tell yourself that keep you in fear, keep you stuck, keep you worried, X, Y, Z, right? Then, so why not just like start consciously manifesting? And if you don't like the term manifesting, if it's woo-woo, it's XYZ, call it something else. Call it goals. I don't care. But just understand that you're manifesting 24/7. And I had someone reach out. Oh my God. So I've had a lot of people reach out and they're like, I want this, I want that, I want that. And they're like, they're getting into it and I'm really happy. And it's guys and I'm actually really like, there's guys and girls, but I'm really pleased that like I'm happy that men are implementing it as well, because I feel like, you know, obviously I'm a female and I preach to males and females, but it's one of those things that I feel like obviously for a female to preach to it, it's like another female's going to catch on. So I am appreciative that the males are getting it in my community or people that follow me. So applying being delusional is just acting as if you already have the thing that you want. Acting as if it is already a part of your life. It's just like the law of assumption. Now, there are universal laws. If you don't know, just a side note, there's universal laws, plenty of them. And one of them is the universal law of assumption. And the law of assumption is pretty much like being delusional. When you're being delusional, you are acting as the person that already has the thing that you want to manifest. And there's nothing wrong with that, because as states in universal laws, you create your reality based off who you are being. So if you're thinking, feeling, and acting from the person that already has your manifestation, then guess what? It's going to reflect into your reality. This is how we manifest specific people. This is how we manifest more money. This is how we manifest career opportunities, dream jobs, houses, like opportunities, whatever. This is how we manifest. So if you're someone that's like, I don't get it, I don't get what delusional is, I don't get how it works. Well, this is how it works. It is just another fancy, trendy, I should say, word for the law of assumption. All you have to do, your sole job, is to get clear on this 2.0 version of you. This is in my latest Instagram and TikTok video. It's that you have to start thinking, feeling, and behaving as the person who already has your manifestation. So you have to ask yourself, what is this new 2.0 version of me thinking, feeling, and acting with this life that I have, whether it's with my specific person or with my thriving career, if I was in my dream home, if I moved, if I got the scholarship, like whatever it is, you have to get clear on what that 2.0 version of you is and write it down. Write every characteristics down, because your job is to mentally rehearse this version of you every single day. Every single day. It's not going to be as it's not going to feel as good. It's not going to be believable at the start. I will be honest with you. Like, if you're so used to like thinking, feeling, and acting as you are now, which is like reacting to your life, most of us are in that victim mindset, right? Where we react to our life. We go, something's not happening, so I'm reacting. Someone told me I'm not going to get the promotion because I'm not working up to their standards, and then you react. So what you're doing is you're just reaffirming that into your life. Guess what? You're going to experience that exact outcome. You have to start creating what you want in your reality by becoming the version of you that already has it. So thinking, feeling, and acting. That is how you practice becoming delusional. So if you want a specific outcome in your life, you have to get very clear on what this version of you looks like, and you have to write it down and then start becoming it. Be it until you become it. Every single day, rehearse it. Because what you're doing is you're reprogramming your subconscious mind to think that it's already done. And when you're doing that, you're reprogramming your subconscious mind, which is sending signals to your body. And what you're doing is you're changing internally your dominant state of being, how you operate on a day-to-day unconsciously. That's what you're doing. You're retraining yourself to unconsciously think and feel from that person. That's what you want to do. If you're a wealthy motherfucker, right? If you're rich, I would love if we could just like step into a rich person's mind for a day, because I guarantee you their mind in terms of money, they would have crazy beliefs. They would be like, if I lose $1 million, I just get $2 extra million. I don't care. Like, you know, it's nothing to them. They're not scared. There's no scarcity. There's no fear. I'd love to tap into that. Like, but another way to look at it as being delusional is just like think of you being a main character and you're in a video game. You get to create whatever this main character's life is going to be. So you got to step into that version of you. That's it. And then you got to walk around, act, behave, think that it's already happened. So what I do, I'm going to give you like my best tips. Is like what I do is I have this version of me in my phone and I'm looking at it 24/7 in my notes. I'm looking at it all the time, because when I have a moment where I'm like doubting or I'm like something negative comes up, that's like not, that's the old programming that's got nothing to do with this new version of me, right? It's the opposite. Then I have to go back to my new version of me, 2.0 Jesse Lee, and I got to remind myself, nope, this is me. This is me. This is me. Now, I'm telling you, this is going to take repetition. It takes consistent application. But when you do it, baby, oh my God, you will see changes. I've done this. I've applied this in my life. I teach it a bit differently. I'm not saying be delusional. I mean, you can. I'm not saying that. But my approach, I go in depth. That's what I teach. And so what I've done in the last month and a half is exactly this. But it's, you know, it's a version of this. And I've had more money in my life. Like in the last month and a half, I've had so much more money, so much more money. I've had so, like, people in my reality respond differently to me. I've had certain outcomes that I've manifested, just so many really cool things within a month and a half. But do you know what the really important thing is? And I think this is something that we need to really just think about, because the reason why we do this is because we want to feel good. So I felt so fucking good the last year and a half. I've never felt this good in my life. And that's the key. Abraham Hicks always talks about feeling. Even Neville Goddard talks about feeling as a secret, because it is. When we think of something, we attach an emotion with it. Like you say, oh my God, you think I'm hungry, and then you feel hungry, right? Like, I'm hungry right now. That's why I'm thinking of it. And the reason why is because I felt hungry. And so what do? You go, you take the action. You go to the fridge and you get some food. If someone calls you a horrible name, you internalize that through your mind and then you feel like shit. Oh, my God. Or you get angry. You get frustrated. And then your fucking mind cycles and then you probably react. It's always associated with an emotion. And your body is the unconscious mind. Your body is responding more than your mind, meaning like when you feel something, when you get triggered, you first feel it. This is why anxiety, it's same thing with anxiety. When you get anxious, it's your body's reacting, and then your mind reacts. Your body's in control over your mind. That's why it's really important to regulate your nervous system. When you regulate your nervous system, you do the work, you get less triggered from your outside external reality, and you can go within and feel calm and peace. And that's called the knowing state. So when you're acting and being delusional, you regulate your nervous system, you're retraining your body and your subconscious mind, you start to feel good, and that becomes the knowing state. I am this person. I am in this dream house. My specific person and I are together. And I love that. I feel worthy. I feel loved. I feel adored. I love this commitment. Or I have the money. The money is in my bank account. And I get to relax. I don't need to be anxious anymore. I don't need to worry or in fear or be in doubt. Look around and go, where is it? How is it going to happen? No. The resistance just eases away because you've done the work. And this is exactly what I teach. I mentor with the 6-week program. And this is the fastest way to getting results. I guarantee. I've tested it and I've proven it in my life. It's, I also had another video where I made $1,500 in 24 hours or less. And this was kind of more of a fun game, but I wanted to manifest $1,000 just for the sake of it. Because, like, why not? I just want to remind myself that I'm the powerful one. I'm the creator. And so I did it. And I did implemented my practices, whatever. And then 24 hours later, I got $1,500 USD. So it was more than that. And that just goes to show. And I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, I wasn't surprised. I was like, damn, I'm the creator of my reality. I'm on my, I'm on par for making my first 20K month. So it's just, it's easy. I'm sorry, but it's so like, but you have to do the work. You have to get out of your own way. And back to the sake of being delusional, it's like, it's just getting into the knowing state. Getting into the knowing state that it's already done. It's already yours. The money's in your account. You're already with the SP. You know, you're already living this life exactly the way that you want it. And you just got to continuously show up as that new 2.0 version of you that already has the thing you want. And that is being delusional. It's just reprogramming your mind. It's you not allowing yourself to react to the 3D reality, which is an old manifestation anyway. And it's you taking back your power and going, no, I'm going to create my reality. I'm the creator of my reality. I understand now that I created my reality, which was unconsciously, which is what I didn't want. So now, guess what? I'm going to take back my power. I'm going to take control and I'm going to create the reality that I want by delusionally implementing only good, positive thoughts. Only things that make me feel good. Only things that match up with this new 2.0 version of me that already has the thing that I want, that is already living the life of my dreams. Does that make sense? Are we understanding? So if you want, write in your notes every characteristic of this new version of you that has what you want. It has everything that you want. Or if it's one thing in particular, write it down and write out how this person feels, how this person talks, how this person thinks internally, how they dress, what is their day like, how does money feel to them, or how does, you know, how are their confidence, how do they show up, what are the conversations that they have with people. Like, just be clear on that. Be very clear and make sure you go back to that version every single moment of your day where you doubt, where you lack, where you go back to reactive mode, which is reacting to your 3D reality. That is being delusional, and that is a pro delusional. I don't know what I'm trying to say. That is you being a pro at being delusional, because you become a pro. Like anything, we do anything by habit. We're habitual human beings. If you just do this, if you implement it, you will see changes quite fast. And there's one more thing that I'm going to say, and I probably should have said this at the start, but the whole concept of being delusional, right, it ties in with quantum physics. So there are infinite parallel realities happening simultaneously. And I've explained this so many times before, but if you haven't heard this before, I'm going to try to explain it as simple as I can. Now, just think, there are infinite amount of parallel realities that are all happening right now in this moment. So the way that you tap into different realities is that, let's say one reality is of you angry at your specific person. Right? Or angry at the fact that you're not with your specific person. Then there is another infinite parallel reality, right? Where you're thinking, you're thinking that, oh my God, we're in an amazing relationship together. That's just two outcomes. There are infinite numbers, but I've just literally just gone off on two. So every time you tap into that reality, you're solidifying that reality. Does that make sense? So we tap into different realities based on how we think, feel, and who we're being, pretty much. So if you're thinking on a more dominant state, I'm not with my specific person. This person hates me. They block me. They never want to speak to me again. Or maybe with money, you're like, I don't have any money. That's the reality you're tapping into. But you can just as quickly shift into the more favorable reality where you are with your specific person. Oh my God, he loves me or she loves me. We're in the best relationship, X, Y, Z, or I have all of this money. You tap into that reality. The longer that you're in that reality, the more that you go back to that, in that parallel reality where it's like I'm with my specific person or I have the money, it becomes solidified. Because just like the way that I visualize it, I'm a visual person, is that there are 10 million fucking roads. There are heaps of roads that are like, just think of, yeah, there are roads that are like lined up parallel to each other. And then you get to choose, they all have like, they're connected. You get to choose what road you're going to go on. Is it going to be the one where you're with your specific person, or is it going to be the one where you're not with your specific person? Or is it going to be the one where you're angry at your specific person? Or is it going to be the one where you didn't even meet your specific person? Like, there's so many fucking outcomes. So you just got to pick the road and you got to stick to it. That's all you have to do. And when you're delusional, that's pretty much what you're doing. You're sticking to one road and you're just driving down. You're driving down that one road for ages. And down that road is your destination. So if you're sticking to that road, that path, that's where you have your manifestation, then you'll get to your destination, that destination. But if you stick to a different path where you're not with this specific person and you don't have your manifestation, then you're going to that destination. So you choose. You choose what you want to, what path you want to go down. It's up to you. I hope that like resonated with you, because it's really hard. I'm very shit at explaining things. I'm a visual person. And if you're a visual person, then hopefully that helped. But I hope you understand what I mean. Being delusional is just as simply as being the person that already has the manifestation. That's it. That is it. Stick to that reality. Choose it over and over and over and over again, and it will manifest in your reality. And if you struggle to stay in it and to stay into that desired state, then go to my YouTube because I not my yeah YouTube or go to my TikTok, because there are heaps of I explain in there how to not react to your 3D reality, or my YouTube. Or if you're actually ready to implement the work, you're like, I'm ready to like be a completely different person within a month, 2 months, by the end of 2023, then DM me and I can give you the information. It's 50% off. I also forgot that. So my six-week program is 50% off. That's why I'm only taking on 3 people that are ready to shift their reality and completely shift their life. And like I said, I've done it in a month and a half. I've already seen dramatic changes. So it works. I've proven it works, and it can work for you. So if you're ready to do the work, you're ready to up level and see massive shifts in your reality and manifest the things that you want without struggle, then you know where to find me. DM me. But that's it. That's all I have to say about being delusional. I hope this episode has helped. If you have any questions, then let me know. If you have any specific topics that you would like me to talk about, please let me know as well, because I love hearing your feedback. And be delusional, bitches. Be fucking delusional. And don't tell anyone, and don't be apologetic about it. Don't feel like you're crazy, because you're not. Just do the work. Keep quiet. And let me know when your manifestation comes in. I love you guys, and I'll see you in my next episode. Bye.